ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाचलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं थं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावतूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते कोपेशा गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुधे देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासिदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
I am sincerely grateful for this very, very special opportunity to be with all of you today. We have gathered to celebrate the anniversary of the installation of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath at our temple in Chopati, Mumbai. Srila Prabhupada cites from the Srimad Bhagavatam the very simple and well-known verse that when we water the root of the tree, that every part of the tree is nourished. This verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam describes that we are all in debt to those who provide for us. The demigods, our parents, family, forefathers, foremothers, the government, the various people of the sages and the rishis. And to not reciprocate by making offerings to those who are providing, maintaining, sustaining us is immoral. It's an act of ingratitude. One great philosopher of the West said that gratitude is heaven itself. And that ingratitude is very much at the very heart of the evils of this world. A grateful heart is a heart that is a fertile place for the seed of devotion to grow. So how to express our gratitude and reciprocate with all those personalities who are helping us. For this, it is important to understand from the Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mati sarvam pravartite iti matva pajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna is the source of everything that exists, the source of all spiritual and all material worlds. Aham bija pratapita. He's the father, the mother of everyone. And one who knows this worships Krishna with all their hearts. It is like watering the root of the tree. Maya, or the basis of illusion, is simply to forget how everything and everyone is connected to Krishna. We are all mamaivam so jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. We're part and parcel of Krishna, the living force, the soul within your heart and my heart is a part of Krishna. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Krishna himself, who took the form of a devotee to teach us by his words and example, he gave us this simple message, Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nityadas. Our eternal function, our Sanatan Dharma, is to serve Krishna. Samsidhir Hari Toshanam. Whatever our particular role, whatever particular body we may be in, an honest, true, and successful life is one who orients everything in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. The idea of seva or service, it's beyond just performing our duty, but it's performing our duties in such a way that Krishna is pleased. And Srila Prabhupada writes, that Krishna is pleased by not only what we do and how we do it, but the intent and the purpose of how we do it. And bhakti yoga is very much harmonizing the intention to please Krishna with the words we choose to speak and the actions we choose to perform. To please Krishna is Sharanagati. It's to find shelter in Krishna and to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityasya mamekam sharanam braja. When Krishna tells abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. That surrender is to please Krishna. Krishna, I am yours. And to really mean that, Krishna, I am yours, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he illustrated so beautiful in his prayer. Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor arpi luntu aupade nanda kishor. That my body, my home, my family, my abilities, everything and everyone that's connected to me, it all belongs to you, Krishna. And you have entrusted it in my care to engage in devotional service for your pleasure. Rupa Goswami's idea of Yukta Vairagya is very much based on this principle, that because we belong to Krishna and everything belongs to Krishna and everyone is Krishna's child, the perfection of our interaction with anything or anyone in this world, the perfection of renunciation, is not to utilize them with selfishness or with egoism, because that is a disconnection from Krishna. With a humble heart, to engage our intelligence, our wealth, our abilities, our resources, our influences for the pleasure of Krishna, in the service of Krishna. And in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada declares a verse to be the peace formula. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantim richchati. We can be peaceful. We could be happy only in a true sense when we recognize that Krishna is the source of everything and the proprietor of everything, and everything is meant to give Krishna enjoyment. And in whatever situation we're put in life, sometimes there's prosperity and sometimes there's tragedy. That's the nature of the world. And as we're passing through all circumstances, to always embrace the truth that Krishna is my ever-well-wishing friend forever. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridayashyajana Tishtati. Krishna's in your heart. He's in everyone's heart. Not just like a mirror reflection of a light that's somewhere else, but Bhagavan Sri Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan and his eternal beloved pleasure potency and consort Srimati Radharani. Are eternally in a personal level present within our hearts. And when we have faith that Krishna is always within me, and in fact Krishna is within everything, and although things are inconceivable in this ever-changing world where janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, birth, old age, disease, and death are inevitable, the controller of all of this is the Lord of my heart, who is my ever-well-wishing friend. My mother, my father, my guide. And when we have this trust, and we recognize that Krishna is seeing us from every perspective everywhere. Krishna is in the heart of all living beings. So he's watching us from their hearts. Service to the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Seva, can be understood in this way, that a devotee is someone who's trying to love Krishna. And therefore Krishna is deeply grateful in love for his devotee. And how we speak to, how we act in accordance with another devotee, Krishna's in their heart watching. And he's accepting us accordingly. And Krishna's within our own heart. He knows our prayers. He knows everything we say, everything we do, everything we want, how we're dealing with our shortcomings. And Krishna never rejects us. We can reject Krishna for millions of births, but still he's right there as our loving, well-wishing friend, just waiting. This is how we make spiritual advancement, by pleasing Krishna. Devotional service, or bhakti, is the process by which Krishna reveals how we can please him. Little Prahlad, he actually taught his father that there are 9 processes of devotional service. And from that time, all of the great acharyas have applied the principles of the 9 processes of devotional service. To be the very path of bhakti. Hearing about Krishna. Chanting the names and the glories of Krishna. Remembering Krishna. for each type of initiation or vow ceremony that we take, Srila Prabhupada gave us that beautiful mantra, Om Pavitro Pavitro Va Sarvavastam Gatopi Va Yasmaret Pundarikaksham Sabhayabhyantara Suchi. That even having passed through all kinds of situations in this world, if we remember Krishna, especially remembering Krishna like Prahlad, like the gopis of Vrindavan, all the various varieties of devotees of the Lord, they all were remembering Krishna in a way, my Lord, in this situation I'm in, how could I best serve you? Having passed through all situations, if we can just remember Krishna in this mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. Then Krishna is pleased. In the recent past, so many of our beloved devotees and friends have suffered, and many have lost loved ones. Many have been put in trials and tribulations unimaginable. And so many have passed away from this physical world. And just a few days ago, I was, within a span of a few hours, I was speaking to and chanting for a beloved devotee dear to my heart who was on their deathbed. And then in another interaction, I was speaking to and trying to give light and hope to beloved devotees who have lost a loved one. And between those two, I named three babies who were just born, and the parents were jubilantly celebrating. And I also gave a talk for a marriage. And I'm a simple person. I'm not a multitask type of a person. So whatever I'm doing, that's really all I can do, and I try to put my heart and soul into it. And the idea of paradukaduki, to aspire to feel the happiness of others and feel the sufferings of others. And at this particular time, when we're dealing with the celebrations of joy and the intense grief of loss and sorrow, and in whatever situation, sarve sukhino bhavantu, Srila Prabhupada describe the whole purpose of the Vedic culture is to live in such a way that our goal is let all beings be happy. When Srila Prabhupada was on the Jaladuta, he had crossed several oceans and continents, 38 days on that cargo ship. He had endured seasickness and heart attacks. He described sometimes when there was storms in the ocean, that little cargo ship seemed like a matchbox floating in the ocean, so vulnerable. And when he was approaching the Boston Harbor, he wrote his prayers. And within them, he prayed, Krishna, these people are overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance. But if they hear and understand your words, Krishna, they will be happy. And Prabhupada just prayed, please empower me to speak your words in a way that they will understand and be happy. So in these recent times, I've been meditating on how to make people happy when there's every reason to be suffering ourselves. If somebody's at the loss of a loved one, and perhaps I love them as much as them, and the pangs of the heart that they're suffering, I'm suffering. Suffering for my own loss, suffering for their loss. What to speak of trying to give a person the happiness of a connection to Krishna when they're in intense pain, about to die. We need to find the happiness of Krishna consciousness within ourselves, so that even in the storms, we have that gift, that matchless gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us. The nature of the soul is Satchidananda. It's eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. How is it a person can suffer and at the same time feel ecstatic happiness within? I was thinking that with so many people in such a short amount of time who are leaving their bodies, passing away, and so much other type of suffering, one could be callous, hard-hearted, and just dismiss these sorrows and just go on to the next service. But a devotee is never hard-hearted. Detachment does not mean hard-hearted. Or we can be overwhelmed with despondency, grief, and depression, and not really be able to give anyone anything of quality. The reality of bhakti is the opportunity. Through all the changes of this material existence, to know that Krishna is within my heart, and that Krishna's love is within all of our hearts. And our love for Krishna is within all of our hearts. With all the difficulties that people are enduring, how important it is that we make that connection within ourself. so that in whatever happens, we could be there to help them to be happy in their connection with Krishna, in our connection with Krishna. And this gives a very deep dimension of our sadhana. Without very sincere, attentive, heartfelt, and strong sadhana, we will not find that inner peace, that inner happiness that we can share with people in need. And satsang. In all traditions and societies throughout the world, when people lose a loved one or are in a very trying condition, it's customary for family, friends, community to come together to share that grief, to share those challenges, and to give light and hope and happiness to each other. And in Krishna consciousness, it's not just a social or sentimental experience. It's a revelation of the highest truth that we can share with one another. When we put Krishna in the center, then the joy that we're sharing with one another, the hope, is in the supreme source of all joy and hope, or Krishna. The quality of our satsang, the quality of our sadhana, and the quality of the character of our intentions as we're interacting with different situations of this world is at the very heart of bhakti. The great acharyas, they have established temples for this very purpose, to form communities that include families and brahmacharis and sannyasis, grihastas, vanaprastas, where we can come together with Krishna in the center. Where there is an educational facility where we're taught through philosophy, through logic, through teachings, what is the nature of the soul, what is the nature of God, and what is the path to know God and love God. Temples also provide opportunities to apply those teachings. We place Sri Sri Radha Gopinath or whatever particular form of the Supreme Lord on the altar. And Krishna becomes the center of our entire community. We could come together to sing, to dance and chant, to hear teachings, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and to offer services. We bathe Krishna. We wash his temple. We decorate Krishna. We renovate and ornament his temple. We offer prayers to Krishna. And we encourage one another. Ramanujacharya, he established his entire Vaishnav community around Sri Ranganath in the Sri Rangam temple. Together, everyone, all his sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastas, their relationships with one another were full of respect and humility and affection because they were focused on together watering the root of the tree of their existence by giving pleasure to Ranganath. Srila Prabhupada, he described that if we're not kind to one another, who are all beloved by Radha Gopinath, Krishna won't really be pleased by anything we offer him. The idea in the by Narada Muni, he describes that a Kanishta Adhikari is one who worships the deity and sees the deity as God. But a higher level, Madhyam Adhikari, is one who understands that service to the devotees and kindness to the people in general are inseparable from our worship of the deity. Because without that, Krishna is not really happy. Srila Rupa Goswami went to the extent of teaching in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that if you're worshiping the deity and a devotee comes in to the temple and nobody's there to greet them or care for them, go and serve that devotee, then come back to the deity. Now that's a very rare situation. But the spirit of that is that Krishna is pleased when we please his devotees. Bhakta pujabhyadika. Krishna tells, worship of my devotee is even more dear to me than worshiping me. And in the incredible life of Sri Ramanujacharya, this is the way he taught how to worship Ranganath. He was the humble servant of everyone. He was the Acharya, the supreme guru of the Sampradaya. But by his example, from his heart, he was serving everyone. Sripad Madhvacharya, he established his entire devotional community by installing Udupi Krishna in the holy land of Udupi. And the type of procedures and standards of deity worship that he established and that have been very faithfully going on for the past 750 years. They're important. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they have given us Hari Bhakti Vilas, which also gives the method of worshiping the deity. Why? Because these, what we may call rules or rituals, they are wonderful opportunities by which we put what makes Krishna happy in the center of our lives. The nature of the false ego of a human being is we can manufacture our own idea of what makes Krishna happy. But when it's very specific, this is how you will make Krishna happy. Have the offering at this particular time and prepare the offering in this particular way and do not do this and do this. It really does help us to be totally conscious, if we're sincere, that I'm doing this to please Krishna. I'm thinking of how my beloved Guru Maharaj, our beloved Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, at the time of initiation, He gave us these four regulative principles. And he asked us to take a vow to chant at least 16 rounds each day. Now, for some of us to do these things is quite difficult. It takes a lot of sacrifice. But by doing so, we're putting Krishna in the center of our life. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. We're giving a specific way in which we can please our gurus and Krishna. Not just our imagination. But what makes the ritual into bhakti is when we're sincerely performing what Krishna wants us to do for Krishna's pleasure. In a way that Krishna will enjoy. Individuals are very much influenced by community and society. For most individuals, in order to actually be God conscious or Krishna conscious, we need a community and a society that we can travel that journey together with. Sripad Madhvacharya established Udupi Krishna, where everyone could come together to celebrate Krishna's mercy and water the root of the tree of their lives. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Navadvip, every night, throughout the night, and for most of the day, the devotees would gather either at Srivasangam or in his own house to chant together Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya established his devotional community around the deity of the holy name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. In this age of Kali, Krishna has descended in the form of his name. Just as with deity worship, in each individual home, there is a deity where individuals and individual families worship. But then there's the community temple, where everyone comes together as one big family to serve one another in the service of Krishna. And similarly, we chant our japa. We may be alone. We may be with others. But Lord Chaitanya, he brought all of his devotees together to chant the holy names. And he taught Trinada Pisuni Chena Taror Ibasi Hishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. That in order to chant the holy names truly in a way that Krishna is pleased, we need to prioritize in the center of our lives the aspiration to be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant, forgiving than a tree, ready and eager to offer all respect, appreciation to others, and not expect or demand respect for oneself. Lord Chaitanya also prayed, Gopi Bhartur Padakamali Varadasa Dasa Dasa Anudas. The way to actually apply this Trinada Pisuni Chena principle is to practically be in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant and to actively serve in that way. Because it is through being the servant of the servant of the servant that the Lord of the Gopis, Gopinath, is pleased with us. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and based himself in Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, here he is, the crest jewel of renunciation. As was Ramanujacharya and Madhvacharya, great sannyasis. But they brought all the varieties of ashrams and people together in their temples. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the temple of Jagannath in Puri the center of his community. Every single day, Lord Chaitanya and every one of his devotees in Puri, they would all meet in Jagannath's temple, watering the root of the tree by offering their love and their devotion to Lord Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. They would offer prayers together. Sometimes just standing in darshan. Together, they're offering their hearts sharanagati by taking shelter of the Lord. I'm just remembering so many beautiful occasions in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple where there has been kirtans with as many people as could possibly fit in the temple and more. Perhaps 1,000 more. And other times, everyone's crowded in to hear Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken, glorification of Krishna. And at other times, where it's just a regular Tuesday afternoon, and go into the temple and it's quiet, just taking shelter, just standing in front of the deities with hands together, offering a prayer, taking shelter. And then seeing several other devotees doing the same thing, just standing and just looking at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, being seen by Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, offering hearts, offering prayers. In our prayers, maybe explaining our challenges in life. And in that silence of just being together in front of the deities, offering our prayers, there's such an intimate, sweet unity of our hearts. It is a type of sankirtan. Where we're together with Krishna in the center. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates in Puri, sometimes they would just stand and gaze at Jagannath in prayer. And other times, they were chanting and dancing in the temple and all around the temple. And other times they would participate in the various types of pujas or offerings to Jagannath. It's interesting how in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, the descriptions of how there are so many different types of offerings in Jagannath's temple. And Lord Chaitanya, even if he wasn't on the altar, he was so much participating in that particular offering, whether it was a flower offering or a food offering or a water offering or a singing offering or a dancing offering or so many different ways Jagannath is served by the pujaris. And Lord Chaitanya, he was so much a part of it in his heart. And in the same way, the acharyas taught us what the pujari is doing is actually on behalf of the whole community. And everyone in the community is getting the benefit of the offerings that the pujaris or the priests are putting on the altar for Krishna's pleasure. Yes, every morning Lord Chaitanya would center his entire community in the temple of Jagannath. Haridas Thakur, because of his social situation, he would not enter the temple. He yearned to be with Jagannath. But because there was certain types of discrimination against him, he honored even that. And Lord Chaitanya put him in a place where the chakra of the temple could be seen 24 hours a day by Thakur Haridas. So even Haridas Thakur never went in the temple, still Lord Chaitanya made the temple the center of the life for Haridas in the form of the chakra. And every day, Lord Chaitanya would especially get the Mahaprasad of Jagannath and bring that prasad to Haridas Thakur with his own hands. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya Radha Bhava Duti Subalitam Namai Krishna Swarupa. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya is Krishna who's experiencing the ecstatic love of Sri Radha, experiencing himself through the love of Radha. And in the mood of the Supreme Mother of all living beings, Sri Radharani, he's easily forgiving offenses. Dina hina yata chilo harinamu udharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. And giving love of Krishna to anyone who will just accept his simple instructions. So Lord Chaitanya, who's in the mood of Sri Radha, worshipping Jagannath, in her love, Srimati Radharani is collecting prasad and bringing it to Haridas Thakur every day. People in society considered Haridas Thakur to be a malecha, a yavana, an untouchable. But the sincerity of his heart attracted Srimati Radharani to come and bring Jagannath's Mahaprasad to him every single day. So in this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his example, taught us how to bring a community of devotees together through putting the temple of Krishna in the center of our lives. And one of the instructions he gave to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan was to establish temples and deity worship. When Lord Chaitanya and the six Goswamis first came to Vrindavan, it was mostly a very secluded, isolated forest. There was the Adi Keshav temple in Mathura, or the Keshavji temple. But Mahaprabhu, even for the residents of Vrindavan, for his own devotee community and for the pilgrims who come to Vrindavan, he considered it so important to establish these temples. And each of the Goswamis, the family of their followers, made Sri Radha Govinda Dev the center of their lives. Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radha Raman. Srila Prabhupada was so pleased with the Radha Raman temple, and he had such profound friendships with some of the high priests there. And how so many people are coming for every aarti, for every offering. It's a community. Sripad Balabhacharya of the Pushti Marg and his sons and followers, they made the deity and the temple of Srinathji the very center, not only of the community in Nathwar, but they made that temple the very center of their entire sampradaya. Anywhere in the world where there's a follower of Sri Balabhacharya's lineage, there's so many beautiful paintings of Srinathji and that pilgrimage to Nathwaram. And when Srila Prabhupada started our movement, following in the footsteps of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all the Acharyas, he established these temples. Temples of Krishna, they go back to time immemorial. Krishna performed his beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan. And when he left Vrindavan for Mathura and Dwarka, the gopis, Sri Radha, and the gopas, they were together as a community, immersed in helping each other to constantly remember Krishna, to share their joys and sorrows together with Krishna in the center. And after Krishna departed from this world by his own arrangement, his great-grandson, Vajranab, he came to Vrindavan and established deities and temples. Vajranab established the temple of Madan Mohan, Govinda Dev, Gopal Srinathji, Gopinath, Haridev. In various parts of Vrindavan, he established deities. That's the great-grandson of Krishna. And the Goswamis, in that line, simply discover those deities. And through their books, through their example, and through the beautiful architecture of the temples they built, they taught us how to put the deity of Krishna in the center. When Srila Prabhupada came to the West, he had nothing and he had no one. He had left Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he had no temples. He had no material resources. He was just renting that little two little tiny rooms at Radha Damodar Temple. But he had a vision. The vision to fulfill the order of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and to fulfill the vision of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and the Goswamis, to establish individual and worldwide community of devotees. And with whatever resources Srila Prabhupada had, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis, he was distributing books. He was writing, translating, printing, and distributing books. And he was establishing temples to create communities. Now there's that very well-known story when Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada was at Radha Kund, and he met our Srila Prabhupada. At that time, Srila Prabhupada was in the household ashram. I believe he had a son with him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had just moved out of the Ultadunga Junction Road Temple, which was a rented premise, and built a beautiful temple, a Gaudiya Math, in the flagship of Gaudiya Math in Calcutta. And also established a temple in Mayapur. The temple in Calcutta was very elaborate, especially at that time. And we have heard how Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada that there's fire in the mat. If you get money, it is better to print and distribute books. Now, the spirit of that is, of course, the importance of book distribution. But he did put a lot of energy into building that temple. And the problem was not the temple. He was following in the footsteps of all the acharyas. The problem is the community of devotees were not appropriately putting Krishna in the center of the devotees. In the name of service, they were fighting with each other. In the name of service, they were trying to position themselves to have higher authority and higher control of resources than each other. This is not putting Krishna in the center. So what we could learn from this instruction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada to our Prabhupada is very much what it really means to have a temple and to be a part of it. To actually a place where Krishna is in the center and we learn to resolve all differences as a servant of the servant of the servant. And the temple is glorious. And how Srila Prabhupada took that spirit. Because, you know, at the beginning of our movement, he only had his Srimad Bhagavatams printed in India. And he was the only distributor. When he came to New York, he was trying to bring those books to bookstores and sell them to whoever was willing to accept them. But he also established Back to Godhead magazine. But he wanted, in the mood of the Goswamis and Acharyas, he wanted that place, that temple, that the community to come together. And he worked so hard for that. And ultimately, 26 Second Avenue, a little storefront. He had little deities of Radha Krishna there. And devotees were learning from him how to worship Krishna and how to be a community together. They would hear the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad Gita. They would have kirtan. They would eat prasad together and they would do sevas. And just maintaining the temple, His Holiness Satsarup Goswami Maharaj, His Holiness Brahmananda Maharaj, you know, they would, for some time, they were working jobs just to somehow or other help pay the rent for that storefront. Because that was the need. And then Srila Prabhupada established another community center, educational center, temple in San Francisco. And he established Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram as the center of the lives of the community there. And those seven wonderful devotees, Shama Sundar Prabhu and Malati Devi and Saraswati Yamuna Devi and Guru Das Prabhu, Mukunda Maharaj and Janaki Devi. They went to London. And Prabhupada wanted to establish a temple, a community center in London. And over a year of struggle, they found a place. And Srila Prabhupada considered it so important that he personally kidnapped Sri Sri Radha Landanishwar. They were deities that were actually owned by somebody else. Prabhupada kidnapped them. He did it in a gracious way. Years later, I met the people whose house they were in, and they considered that the highlight of their life, that Prabhupada took their deities. And George Harrison of the Beatles helped to get a house for the deities to live. And Srila Prabhupada personally installed them and did the first worship ceremonies. How beautiful. Within a couple years, there were hundreds of devotees living in that temple. And in all these communities in New York, he established Radha Govinda Temple. In Los Angeles, Rukmini Dwarkadish. He was establishing temples all over the world. So his Guru Maharaj told him, if you get money, print and distribute books. Prabhupada did both because he understood the spirit. The lesson is what is the purpose of the temple? If we understand Srila Prabhupada's books and the teachings of the Acharyas properly, we'll understand that a temple is a community where we learn to be humble servants of the servants of the servants. In this material world, people want to be controllers. People want to be proprietors. People want to be enjoyers. But in a temple, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, they are the proprietor, the controller, and the enjoyer. They're the only ones really with a role, the role of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we're all leaves on that tree, and flowers and twigs. And together we all need to make sure that they are satisfied. Everyone's a servant. And all our roles, all of our designations, all of our responsibilities, they're a facility to serve. To help, to make each other happy in the loving service of the Lord. When Srila Prabhupada returned to India, he established temples in Mumbai, in Vrindavan, in Hyderabad, in Calcutta, in Mayapur. His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj has just brought us this treasured historical book where he describes Srila Prabhupada's love and devotion to Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. And in that love and devotion to Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari, Srila Prabhupada was manifesting his supreme compassion for all living beings. But the worship of the deity was such an important part of that example. At a swampy little land, a dangerous place in the distant area of Juhu, Srila Prabhupada had a little hut constructed. So simple. Something that, you know, in the slums of Mumbai, you know, people live in bigger places, but that's all they had. And they built a little hut for Radha, Ras Bihari, and Prabhupada promised the deities, I will build you a temple here. And Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of Arjuna in Kurukshetra, with the bhav of a gopi, he, with such love and compassion, he was a valiant fighter. Certain corrupt elements of the Bombay municipality, newspapers, gundas, mafias, they were all attacking against Prabhupada and his few devotees. But Srila Prabhupada made a promise to Radha Ras Bihari. How he was not only seeing Krishna as the deity, but he was staking his life and the lives of his disciples on the line with the recognition that Sri Radharani and Ras Bihari is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally seeing us and personally hearing our prayers and personally hearing the promises he made. And the amount of work, the amount of austerity, the amount of risk. And Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple is now the most popular temple in all of Bombay, one of the most beautiful temples in the world. In Vrindavan, I'm remembering when Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan in November of 1971. At that time, there was a full-scale war between India and Pakistan. It was going on, and Prabhupada came with a little busload of devotees, and it was at that time, I believe, that land was being given to Srila Prabhupada and Raman Reti, which seemed so far from Vrindavan at that time. And Srila Prabhupada sent some of his very trusted disciples to build the temple. It was so difficult. It was difficult for Prabhupada and all the devotees who were there. And devotees all over the world were working to help to fund building that temple. BBT, Guru Kripa Prabhu's party, and others, individual temples. And Mayapur. The idea of the temple of the Vedic planetarium. Naturally, people, even devotees, ask, why? Why such an enormous, beautiful temple in this very remote place of Bengal? The amount of money, the amount of efforts. Srila Prabhupada, he gave the basic dimensions of how he wanted the temple to be and how big he wanted it to be and what its purpose would be as an international headquarters. To be a spiritual devotional community center, not only for the devotees who reside in Mayapur, but for our entire movement. A place of pilgrimage. and in the center, Srila Prabhupada established Sri Sri Radha Madhav and directed us to establish the Panchatattva. Narasingha Dev. We can understand from the great efforts of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium how important the temple is to the world, how important it is to put the deities of Sri Sri Radha Madhava in the center of our lives. Especially today, we're remembering the glories of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple and how the deities and the devotees surrounding them have transformed all of our lives. I remember when it was Ram Navami, I believe it was sometime in the late 1990s, that our beloved god brother Shyamasundar Prabhu came to the temple for the first time. And he sat on the asana where the speakers are. And the whole temple room was filled with devotees. And he looked out and became very emotional and remembered. And it was the first time we ever heard this. He remembered the secretary. They were together right across the street from our temple at the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan headquarters on K.M. Munshi Marg. Prabhupada gave a lecture, and there's a recording of that lecture. And as he came out of the temple, he was standing on the steps waiting for his car to pick him up. And he looked right in the direction ahead of him and pointed his cane and said to Shyamasundar Prabhu and all the other devotees around, "This is such an important place. We should have a temple here." And literally, he pointed his cane exactly where, many years later, Radha Gopinath Temple would manifest. I'm feeling such separation from Srinathji Prabhu. It was Srinathji Prabhu and Maithili Priya Devi and their wonderful family that actually were engaging in services for the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage in that building. It was a very old, almost 100-year-old building. It was rotting. No one was taking care of it. There was Tinkerbell High School and Bola's classes and my own coaching classes, and there was a pharmacy, and there was a Camel Brand stocking factory. All those different enterprises and more were in that building. There were thousands of students. And machines making socks. And somehow or other, when the need came, Srinathji Prabhu and his family arranged a little room, one little tiny room on the ground floor in the very, very back for us to start something. And that was the beginning. And between Sri Natsi Prabhu and Mahaprabhu Prabhu and Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Sahadev Prabhu and Radha Krishna Prabhu and these devotees, unbelievable, incredible, Palika Devi and Radha Priya and Maithili Priya and Suchitra, and these families, Sachidananda, what they did. I'm just recalling how we just had in this little room downstairs, one brahmachari had a little set of plastic deities that we put on a little, we just put it on a box. We didn't have an altar or anything. And we'd sleep in the room with him and any rats and other kinds of inhabitants. And somehow or other, we had an idea at a certain point where we could have a morning program in the large hall upstairs. At the time, there were four divided classrooms for Tinkerbell High School. And before they would come in the morning, it was the Bombay headquarters for Iyengar Yoga Studio. So we were thinking at the other end we could have our morning program before the students came. And we brought those little plastic deities up and then brought them back down after the students came. And everything was really a mess, but we were trying. And at that time, 99% of all the preaching and the gatherings were at different people's homes, at the Car Road Center of Mahaprabhu and Palika Devi, and at different devotees' houses. So many devotees would come every day at 4:30 in the morning to Sri Natsi Prabhu's, Maithili Devi's. They had an apartment, E9, Seaface Park, I believe. And so many of our devotees, that's where they started their spiritual life. Every day, Mangal Arati, Tulsi worship, Srimad Bhagavatam class, Guru Puja, and wonderful prasad. And then everyone would go to work or to school. So Radha Gopinath Temple, in many ways, it was just kind of like a little detail in the early days. Because not too many people, it was just like a place for a few brahmacharis to sleep. But gradually, Sri Natsi Prabhu and Mahaprabhu and these other devotees, they arranged to move Tinkerbell's classes downstairs and relocated the yoga studio, and then we had the whole space, and little by little. I like that analogy of the camel who's cold and he's asking somebody, you know, you have a warm tent, let me come in. And he said, no, no, you're too big. Well, let me just put my nose in and let me put my eyes in, let me put my neck in. And soon he had the whole temple and everyone was gone. And kind of using that psychology, the whole building came to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And it was Mahaprabhu and Sri Natsi Prabhu who organized to bring the deities there. I believe it was 1988, 87 or 88, where the deities were brought from Jaipur. And they were there, and we had a beautiful ceremony to install them. And it wasn't until years later, after the installation of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, that we had the entire building. And then great exalted devotees like Radha Gididhari Prabhu and his beautiful family, and Krishna Chandra Prabhu and his family, you know, they they, in the mood of the followers of the six Goswamis, they renovated that whole temple, Keshav Prabhu, with teak wood and carved stone. It's just the mood that Srila Prabhupada and all our acharyas have taught us. If we're putting Krishna in the temple as far as possible in every way, we should make everything best for him. The best possible quality, beautiful temple for them to live in, the best food for them to eat, bhoga, and most of all, the best atmosphere for them, where there's love and devotion and harmony among devotees' hearts. The greatest austerity, tapasya, tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam, is to be a servant of the servant, to put our egos aside, that's true detachment, for the purpose of cooperating and harmonizing our lives in such a way that Krishna is happy. And I'm remembering this idea of watering the root of the tree in the early days of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. And many of you who are assembled today will remember when we got that temple hall and the deities came, whether we were living far away or close by, it really didn't make any difference. Everyone, practically without exception, every devotee would come together every Sunday as a family, as a community. We were having so many little welcoming ceremonies for deities in people's homes, but still, you know, in the home, Krishna's in the center, and having a deity there makes it very special and very tangible. But still, as a larger family, as a community, and as a facility to attract the common people to come to taste the sweetness of bhakti, everyone would come to our temple. We would come together every Sunday and we would have wonderful kirtans and wonderful lectures. And with whatever funds we had, the devotees tried to cook a wonderful feast. And for hours and hours after, devotees were just together. And leaders of the Brahmacharya Ashram, devotees like now His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Maharaj and Govinda Prabhu, later Radha Gopinath Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu and Sanat Kumar Prabhu. So many devotees in those early days, along with the Grihastha leaders, would just discuss how could we serve our community better. It all happened in the temple of Radha Gopinath. It all happened, every project that has been established, it began by devotees sitting together at Radha Gopinath's temple, trying to water the root of the tree, trying to please Radha Gopinath by creating facilities to serve every need of the community. Because that's inseparable from the offerings and the artis, is how we're serving the devotees. And I'm remembering sitting in a little room that was once, we just got it from Bola's classes, and we were having a counselor's meeting. There may be maybe 12 counselors at the time. And And Muralidhar Prabhu was expressing his concern for our children in the school atmosphere. And it was proposed, why don't we start our own school? And right there, just after that meeting, Krishna Chandra and Radha Priya and Muralidhar and Radharani and all of these devotees came together, Radha Krishna Prabhu and Palika Devi, and Braja Kumari and Janavi Devi, and we established a little room as a school, Gopal's Garden. And that watering the root of Radha Gopinath's pleasure, gradually it's become a full high school, Gopal's Garden. And in the early days, we had so many devotees, Madhavananda Prabhu and Dwarkadish Prabhu and Giriraj Prabhu, Vaishnav Seva Prabhu, and others. You know, they were medical students. And we would all meet at Radha Gopinath Temple, and gradually they got married, and Kishori and Kalindi and so many others, Prindaban Rani, Shamarani, and so many more. You know, they were at the beginning. It was all discussed at Radha Gopinath Temple. Let's finish our medical degrees, and then let's start a polyclinic, and then let's start a hospital. And it was the community, the entire community of Radha Gopinath Temple. In our efforts to water the root of the tree to please Radha Gopinath, that Bhaktivedanta Hospital was established. And together we were all sitting and we would discuss having a farm community for Radha Gopinath. And eventually that's how Govardhan Eco Village was established. And from Radha Gopinath Temple, where we would have our satsangs, kirtans, and our meetings of practical devotional service, that so many satellite temples and extension temples and centers and so many Namhata programs were being established. You know, devotees from Radha Gopinath Temple went to Pune and Nasik and Nigri and Belgaum, Kolhapur, Nanded, and I'm sorry I'm missing so many places, but it was all like the leaves and the branches of Radha Gopinath's mercy coming from there. So we have seen the miracle of Srila Prabhupada's divine grace by putting Krishna in the center of our lives, by loving and serving him in the temple, that all of these incredible, wonderful projects could take place. I'm hoping in the future the Prayag project will reach millions of people in the villages of rural India, and I'm very confident it will. I'm remembering the first meeting where we shared the idea of the Prayag project was in a little room at Radha Gopinath Temple. I'm just remembering so many people getting married at Radha Gopinath Temple. I'm remembering so many married people who would have their babies, and as soon as they could get out of the house, they would bring them and offer them to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. I'm remembering Stoka Krishna Prabhu, and recently the mother of Krishna, Nam Prabhu, Namrita, Nam Devi, how they left their bodies in the sacred atmosphere of Radha Gopinath temple surrounded by devotees. I'm especially remembering today some of the devotees who have departed recently. Sharad Biharani Devi. Her and her husband and son and daughter, Kamala Manjari Devi, you know, that family was living in a little room on the ground floor where the gift shop is now. They were living there for many years before we even came. They're the senior most residents of Radha Gopinath Temple's property. And at the very beginning, many of the tenants in that area were very either against us or very suspicious of us because we are very different. But Sharad Biharani's family they became devotees practically instantly. And her, along with Palika Devi and Tulsi Manjari Devi, you know, from the very beginning, took the responsibility of making garlands for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. And gradually, Gaur Nitai Gaura Chandra came, and Gopal Srinathji came, and Lakshmi Narayan in our courtyard. And her humility, her dedication, her simplicity, and her total commitment to her service and her family is something that I'm forever grateful for and inspired by. She would be there every morning, making garlands and overseeing and inspiring others to make beautiful malas, garlands for all the deities. And honestly, the amount of care and devotion and skill that was developed as time went on, they were among the most beautiful, devotionally artistic garlands I've ever seen. And in her own gracious way, she gave her heart and her life to Krishna. And, you know, we see many of our devotees are doing great preaching, great contributions, great organization and management. We all do according to our capacity the best we can. Whether we're Hanuman or that little spider, it's all equal in Ram's eyes if we're doing the best we can with sincerity, humility, gratitude, and devotion. And Sharad Biharani Devi is such a beautiful example for me of someone who she just made garlands and raised a family as a mother and a wife. And Sri Sri Radha Gopinath surely took her back to the spiritual world. That is my belief. recently, Ras Bihari Prabhu, who is one of the original devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple. When we first started the community, he was there with us. And such a service spirit. He was always just coming, just, what can I do? How can I serve? He was a very established, successful person in his career, with his family, very, very empowered man. But he would just come and just humbly wanted, he would do the simplest service. He would be so grateful to collect shoes of devotees or to help clean something or anything else he was asked. He and his whole family exalted. His brothers, sisters, nephews, nieces, some of our best devotees in our community, all by his inspiration. And when His Holiness Bhaktirasamrita Maharaj asked him to come to Vrindavan, he just left everything and went to Vrindavan and dedicated the rest of his life to taking care of cows. our beloved Abhinandan Prabhu. I believe he lived in the Mira Road area in that part of Bombay, and he was always just so enthusiastic to serve, enthusiastic to inspire book distribution. Nandanandan Prabhu, the father of Mukunda and Radha Devi, such a divine, incredible family who have performed such services. Mahaprabhu suddenly just left us. It was like Srinathji just picked him up with his finger and went like that. And suddenly, as he lifted Govardhan Hill, he just lifted Mahaprabhu to his abode. I'm sorry, there's so many other beloved devotees who have left us that I'm not remembering right now, who were so important to our community of Radha Gopinath Temple. When we were the first person to come and inspire us to be reunited with ISKCON was His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. He was always such a well-wisher. He had so much appreciation for all of you. I'm just totally humbled, and I'm in tears just thinking when we were together how much he loved and appreciated all of you, the community of Radha Gopinath Temple. And we made the head pujaris of our temple, Jananivas Prabhu and his beloved and our departed Vaishnav, his brother, Pankajangari Prabhu. How much they loved all of you as a family. And I'm remembering the incredible encouragement and appreciation we received from Tamal Krishna Goswami whenever he would come. The unlimited, heart-melting encouragement and love that was given to all of us at Radha Gopinath Temple by Yamuna Devi. Her Grace Yamuna Devi, when she would come with Dinatarani Devi. The blessings that she showered upon all of you. Is one of the most priceless, rarest treasures that no one in this world will ever understand. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, when he would come and dance in our temple, when he would encourage our devotees at Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And one of the greatest well-wishers of Radha Gopinath Temple in our community was always His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. In separation, we're remembering all of these great souls and the blessings that they have showered upon all of us. Yes, gratitude is the true way of celebrating the mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Together, in events like today, we can share our gratitude in our gratitude for the deities, we express our gratitude for how their mercy came to us by being grateful to all the devotees through whom Radha Gopinath's mercy has come to us. Such inspiration, such instruction, such blessing, such grace. Yes, there's troubles in this world, but realistically, the eternal opportunities we have been given by the mercy of Srila Radha Gopinath and their most illustrious servant, Srila Prabhupada, which has come through all of us to each other. That good fortune makes all the trials and all the sorrows of this world very small. Because the joys and sorrows of this world come and go like the winter and summer seasons. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, the Supreme Personality of the Ultimate Mother and Lover, Sri Radharani, and the Supreme Personality of the Ultimate Object of Love and Father of everyone, Krishna. They've allowed all of us to see them, to be seen by them, to serve them, to serve their devotees so many hundreds, if not thousands of times. How grateful we are. Sometimes when there's great difficulties, sometimes insurmountable, impossible difficulties and heartbreaks, I just remember the truth that Sri Sri Radha Gopinath are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord's in my heart and in everyone's heart, and Gopinath is eternally playing the flute. Nothing can change that. Gopinath is playing his flute with his song of love and compassion to call us back into his eternal pastimes. He's not a statue representing something or someone. Krishna is there. Gopinath is here on our altar playing his flute just for us. And his supreme pleasure potency, the source of all Lakshmis, the source of all goddess of fortune, the source of Mother Earth and all potencies, the Hladini Shakti Srimati Radharani, the ultimate object of Krishna's love. Radha Dasyam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, our ultimate aspiration is to be the servant of the servant of the servant of Sri Radha. And Sri Radha, in her full, complete manifestation, is standing on our altar, allowing us to serve her and serve her devotees. Whatever happens in this world, Radharani is still offering service to Krishna, and Krishna is still playing his flute. And Krishna is still and always non-different than his holy names. And we can invoke the presence of the Lord and the love of the Lord in our hearts and in our lives at any time beyond birth and death, through Sharanagati, through taking shelter of his holy names. let us be grateful. And gratitude is appreciated. It is remembered, and it is expressed. By how we don't take for granted that Radha Gopinath is the center of our lives. And they're always there. At 7 k.m. Munshi Marg near Bharati Vidya Bhavan in Chopati, Mumbai, just waiting to receive us and to bless us. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very, very much, Maharaj, for that extremely profound, right straight from the heart class, taking us through all the wonderful acharyas, how they established the temples, and then, of course, explaining the beautiful way that Srila Prabhupada established the temples, and then, of course, going into the whole different aspects of Shri Radha Gopinath temple per se. And I'm sure Radha Gopinath is waiting for all of us, but I'm 100% sure that Radha Gopinath, they're definitely waiting for you to come as early as you can to physically have their darshan. I'm sure they are always in your heart. Thank you very, very much, Maharaj, for sharing such profound understanding on this very, very auspicious day. Will it be possible, Maharaj, to lead us in Kirtan, Maharaj, for some time?
I will be very honored and very happy to sing with everyone. If you could just be patient for about 1 minute, and yes, I will return.
So while we have some time, I would just also take the again, just repeat about this beautiful festival that we are organizing, the joint organization of Govardhan Eco Village and ISKCON Chopati of the Krishna Fest. As we had announced earlier, it is a 10-day festival. It is a virtual online festival. And the details will be available on krishnafest.in. Please keep visiting the website and register yourself. So Maharaj, you can lead us in Kirtan, and the chorus will be led by devotees, brahmacharis at Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. They will lead us in the chorus. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. And there's so many devotees I wish to offer gratitude to. On days like today, we especially remember those formative years. I'm remembering Vrindavan Prabhu went to Belgaum and started temple. He was one of the first pujaris for Radha Gopinath, actually. He was head pujari. And Radhe Shyam Prabhu, he from Radha Gopinath temple, he did so many beautiful things in Pune. And Paramhamsa Prabhu established Nasik, and later Shikshastakam Prabhu, has established such a wonderful temple. And of course, the doctors that we're speaking of, and Rohini Nandan Prabhu, Ananda Vrindavan Prabhu, all of they've done, for Gopal's garden and other projects. What can I say? These are just names that are racing through my heart. I'm so grateful to each and every one of you. And if I'm not saying your name, please know that I am chanting your glories forever in my prayers. Of course, Gauranga Prabhu. He came as a simple student at IIT and was just doing cooking seva, and now he's a GPC. Brisha Banu Prabhu, and on my screen right now, I'm seeing Radhakanta Prabhu and his wonderful son, Abhiram Prabhu. And I'm remembering, I think it was Ayodhyapati Prabhu and Radhakanta Prabhu and Veera Krishna Prabhu. They were at that railway area. Was it Matunga? And that was very much a beginning stages of our whole community. Thank you to all of you. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatharine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pashatya Deshatari
Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe
Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Gopinath
Radhe. Hey Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Shri Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jayate Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sadigo Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hari Hari.
Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is no sound. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
Jai Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
Jai Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
Shri Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
Shri Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radhe.
vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patithanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananti koti vaishnava brinda ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki jai. Thank you very, very much, Maharaj, for this wonderful kirtan as well and this wonderful evening for all of us. And we thank all the devotees for joining. We had close to around 1,200 plus devotees who had joined on the YouTube, Maharaj, just for information. And we thank all the devotees for joining. Thank you very, very much. Have a good night. And Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. And please don't forget to log into krishnafest.in. Register yourself and you'll get more information about the 10-day festival.